Welcome to the newest 2024 Parent Matters podcast. I'm Susan Stutzman, host of the podcast. I'm a child therapist and the owner of Kid Matters Counseling. 2024 marks a new year and new direction for this podcast. Moving forward, I've decided to take this podcast in a new direction and look at issues and things that matter to parents in this day and age, and discuss my take on these things as a mental health professional. I've been thinking about this change in direction for this podcast for a while as a mental health professional and as a parent, but change is hard. And I've been trying to muster the courage and bandwidth to begin to look at what's clearer in my life and what's less important in parenting. And then it came to me one day, what if I change our podcast to talk about what's clearer and what's less important in parenting? But that comes with a lot. And for me to sit down and reflect on what's clearer and less important has been harder than I thought. But here I am. As I've gotten older, I feel like there have been changes in my process, especially as a therapist and business owner. Typically, I'm a heavy verbal processor, so creating an outline of talking points is really not the top of on the top of a list of things that I enjoy doing or that bring me joy on the regular. And reflection often looks like, in my life, talking about something in a very hurried fashion, pausing a little bit, but mostly verbally trying to think about what's been going on in my life until I feel like I've laid out a bunch of little puzzle pieces that form a complete picture in my head, but not always a complete picture for others. Then, in my process, I like to try and put it together with someone witnessing and occasionally helping me. This looks like back and forth, back and forth. And as you can imagine, not everyone appreciates the way that I process. And not everyone understands my thought process. So it can be tricky relationally as I try and work out concepts. Well, what's clear to me is that I have a lot of growth and need to continue to grow. But in my life, as I've gotten older, I feel like there have been changes, especially being a parent, working inside and outside the home. I have changed my process to begin to intentionally set aside time to reflect on what matters, specifically reflecting on the fact that there's only so much time in a day, so much time in a week, in a year, and there's only so much time in a life, one life here on earth. And since our limited time here on earth matters, I really believe that, I've been thinking about what matters most. I couldn't help but think back to when I was in graduate school, when I was pondering this question about a professor who had taught a bereavement class that I took. He was a really unique man. And at times I struggled to appreciate that and all that he was offering in class, not only educationally, but him showing up personally. But I do remember many things he shared in that class to this day. He talked about a fulfilling life being not marked by journeying alone, but marked by actually not journeying alone. He talked a lot about what fulfillment was and basically leading up to death and why death matters. But I remember him talking about a group of friends that he had journeyed with for many years and had marked his life. And he talked about how they had spent summers each year reflecting together at a specific time on what was clearer to them since the previous time they had met and what was less important to them now. And I remember thinking, that's kind of cool. That's simple, very profound. And I tucked those questions in the back of my head. And every once in a while, I've thought about them and talked with friends about them. But as I was thinking about the new direction of this podcast, I thought, what is clearer to me and what is less important? And clearer in my life is that parents journeying through life need support, that we shouldn't do this thing called parenting alone. So this podcast is going to look at things that I have found to be coming clearer in my life as a parent, and things that are showing up as less important as of things that I need to be doing. So I'm not offering perfection in this podcast, and I'm definitely not offering you a professional relationship through a podcast, but I am here to offer you my thoughts on what is clearer to me as a parent and a professional and a child therapist, and what is less important to me as a parent. I hope these next podcasts encourage you not to do this parenting journey alone, because after all, this is the world's hardest job. So welcome back to the Parent Matters podcast. And don't forget, don't parent alone.